Striking Kerry's Place workers and their supporters picketed outside the Newmarket head office today, marking 1 week of labor action. The striking workers, who are members of the SEIU Healthcare Union and work at 14 Kerry's Place homes in Toronto providing care and support to residents with autism spectrum disorder, set up a picket line at 17345 Leslie Street, November 28. "We're not sitting up in that office, we're down here. And we are fighting for what is right. We want a better workplace. We want our employer to value us, we want them to respect us and we want them to pay us," said Erica Valentine. She is a member of the Kerry's Place Bargaining Committee and joined the demonstration. She worked as a development service worker at Kerry's Place for 16 years. Erica Valentine, left, and Andrea Gordon are members of the bargaining committee. Elizabeth Keith, Newmarket Today. "The union is asking for better wages, paid sick days for part-time staff, and a proper process to address complaints of racism in the workplace, which consists of a number of Jamaican and Nigerian Canadians. They have been at the bargaining table since May, however, the 128 workers the union represents began striking November 21 and now says the employer has locked them out." Andrea Gordon, another member of the bargaining committee, said they are going to picket until they get a fair deal. "We are the main reason why Kerry's Place continues to be open, we know this," she said. "We know these individuals, they're vulnerable. We know they depend on us, they count on us for their daily living. They're not counting on the executive board. It's the frontline staff they're counting on. Without us, they cannot live a good, healthy life." By not returning to the bargaining table, she said Kerry's Place is showing that it doesn't care about its employees or residents. "Kerry's Place does not care about us. They're showing us that they do not care about the individuals they're supporting. By allowing us to remain out here and locking us out, they're showing us that they do not care about the individuals they're supporting," Gordon said. In a statement November 22 after the strike began, Kerry's Place said it was committed to resolving the strike quickly and will continue doing all we can to ensure that quality care is provided to all individuals, and that families continue to have ongoing access to our homes. Lise LaRose's sister has been in a Kerry's Place home in Scarborough for 35 years. She said since the strike began, the home has been staffed with management and workers from outside agencies. "Kerry's Place is trying to function as if everything is okay," she said. Lise LaRose's sister has been in a Kerry's Place home for 35 years. Elizabeth Keith, Newmarket Today. LaRose has attended the rallies in support of the SEIU workers, and while she said she is just one individual and doesn't represent all families, she knows others feel the same way. "They know how hard they work, they see it with their own eyes," she said. LaRose started a Facebook group called "We Support Autism Workers at Kerry's Place" so others could really see what's happening at the picket lines, what the workers look like, and to raise support for the striking workers. There is also a link to a GoFundMe page for the workers. Representatives from other unions like the Postal Workers Union, OSSFT, OPSEU, the United Steelworkers and the Toronto and York Region Labor Council also joined the picket line today despite the wintry weather. "I know it's cold, but we will not stop," Valentine said. Newmarket Today did not receive a response to a request for comment from Kerry's Place prior to publication deadline.